It's Wednesday, 12 o'clock, and you join us just before the start of the Prime Minister's questions. What are you expecting to see today, Jim?
Well, Trevor, I think we're going to see some heated debates, a lot of passion, and probably quite a lot of bullshit too.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, the Speaker's just about to start things off, so let's find out.
Jeremy Corbyn!
Yo, thank you, Mr. Speaker, it's me, JC. Yeah, I'm a threat to your national security. They call me Red Jez, cause my rhymes are sick. Now watch me crucify this right honourable dick. When I'm through with this jerk, they'll be in such a mess. It's gonna rethink selling off the NHS. They privatised electric, they privatised gas. If you go for a shit, they'll privatise your ass.
Well, Corbyn off to a very strong start there, Jim. What do you make of that?
Ah, Trev, I'm not surprised. He's been training hard for a long time. Let's see what the PM comes back with.
Yo, thank you, Mr. Speaker. This man's a clown. He leans so far left, he keeps falling down. Give it up, commie. It's time to quit. I'm gonna crush this right honourable piece of shit. Correct me if I'm wrong, but are we back at school? Why is he dressed like a teacher, man? This guy's a fool. For a minute there, I thought that we'd gone back in time. Cause I ain't seen that suit since 1960.
Oh, it's getting personal now, Jim. Was Cameron right to bring up the suit?
Well, Trevor, if you buy your clothes at the Cat's Protection Shop, you're sort of asking for it, really.
Jeremy Corbyn!
Sorry, Mr. Speaker, did I hear that right? I've just been called an extremist by a Thatcherite. Well, he can say what he wants, cause I don't give a damn. I ain't gonna be insulted by a talking ham. He's a typical Tory, that's all too clear. This ain't the Bullingdon Club. Man, get out of here. He's just a privileged top, that's how we got this gig. And I never even mentioned that he fucks a pig.
Whoa, he mentioned the pig incident there, Jim. Is that below the belt?
If you go having sex with pigs, Trevor, that's to be expected.
No, please, Mr. Speaker, give that man a slap. Even a fertilizer salesman talks less crap. Here's an idea, why don't you go on strike? Just make like Chairman Mao and get on your bike. He's firing blanks now, there ain't no doubt. Just like a nuclear sub with all the nukes stripped out. I put it to the house that this guy's a joke. Fuck up, Obi-Wan, you ain't got no hope.
So there we have it, Jim. What do you make of that, then?
Well, to be honest, Trevor, there's no winners there. Just a pair of losers.